website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board as we face the issues. It's always our delight to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do so today by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about an issue today that we've talked about before that's in some of the news, but not most of the news, and that is the in-your-face slapping of the Christians and the conservatives in the face by Target, Kohl's, department stores, some in the Walgreens, and even with some of the sports teams, the LA Dodgers, with the mindset that we're going to leap ahead of the sodomite month of June, and we're going to start inculcating our push for the sodomite agenda in May. And we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, Miller Lowlife and Bud Dumber, some of the beer organizations discovered early on that it does not pay to spit in the face of the conservatives in America. Even with the Bud Light, they lost billions of dollars and still losing as a result of thumbing their nose in the face of morals and ethics and values in our great nation. We're talking about today, we must aim for the target. We must aim for the, and I'm having kind of a play on the words, we must aim for the target. And part of that meaning, as Christians, we need to aim for the target. We need to aim to please the Lord. We need to do that which honors Him. We need to say, ladies and gentlemen, we're not spending God's money in our pockets for merchandise at any store that's going to be determined to dishonor morals, ethics, and values. We're watching these organizations, ladies and gentlemen, whether they admit it or not. These corporate entities have become some of the larger groomers in America to entrap our sons and our daughters and grandkids into the sodomite lifestyle. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's time as Christians we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I believe that it's time as Christians we recognize that it's our responsibility as Christians, especially as pastors, to warn of the dangers ahead. I believe it's time that we explain what Romans chapter 1 talks about when it says that God has given them over to a reprobate mind. And that's talking about the sodomite agenda and what's taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, it's in today's society more than in the history of our great nation. Therefore, I believe it is incumbent upon us to understand what's happening and to take a stand. I believe God calls us to do that. In fact, in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 13th verse, the Apostle Paul's already talked about the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then in the 13th verse, we are to armor up for battle, and then having done all, stand. That's what we'll be talking about today, is the challenge for the Christians to stand. We'll look at the events. We'll look at what is happening. We'll talk about what is taking place. But the bottom line is, we need to understand it in order to stand. We need to understand the enemy, what the enemy is doing, who the enemies are, in order to do battle against the enemy and to stand for truth, to stand for morals and ethics and values in our great nation. And to do so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to looking at everything through the prism of what does the Word of God say. That is, taking the events that we're seeing today in these department stores, taking the events we're seeing today in relationship to the butchery that's taking place with the medical profession, the hospitals, the doctors, medical associations, major, well-known, well-heeled financial organizations, medical organizations that's butchering the young people today with the cutting off of healthy body parts. We need to recognize what is happening and the goal in doing so and say no. We need to take a stand. We need to be brave enough, having done all, stand. And ladies and gentlemen, that means that we take a stand against it, not with it, not for it, not being silent. Silence is to align with. Silence is to okay. Silence is to go along with that which is taking place. And God calls us to stand apart from it. And as we speak on that, we need to recognize the way that is accomplished is to looking at the written reveal. We need to look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples said, "If you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, the Word of God says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to motivate us, mandating what we do and what we say and our stand on these issues. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." It's not here today and gone tomorrow. It is forever. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." Ladies and gentlemen, we need to search for the truth, find the truth, love the truth. The sad thing is, and I say this each day on this broadcast, but it's very, very sad to recognize that some of the most recent survey material indicates that the millennials, 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% say that each person determines their own version of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the age group that's coming into the forefront of leadership in our churches, leadership in our schools and academic associations, leadership in the medical world, leadership in the political field. And yet we're finding those the very ones, the age group, that is basically thumbing their nose at anything that would be called absolute truth. Absolute truth has gone by the wayside, it seems, in our nation today. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the quote from the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that ought to be our mantra, mindset, modus operandi, and challenge each day that we live. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the backup power equipment. The Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a wonderful benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The bottom line question that I'm going to ask you today, do you believe that it's right for Christians and conservatives and patriots to boycott organizations that are contrary to and that stand against the truth of the Word of God, that stand against morals and ethics and values that we hold so dear as Christians and as conservatives? Do you believe that we should do that? Now, there's some that will say they don't believe in boycotts. In fact, Hannity is one that says that on television often. He says, I don't believe in boycotts. I don't call for boycotts. I disagree with Hannity completely on that. I believe that we need to stand for truth. We need to stand for that which is moral and ethical and valuable. And we need to do so by saying no to these organizations that spit in our face. Ladies and gentlemen, today's national top story, the national news, is about the battle over the budget. Hear me. There's a national news that's on the top of all. You can roll the dial, and all the news media, all of the outlets, both so-called conservative and the liberal outlets, the Communist Network News in particular, they're talking about the battle over the budget, the national debt, the default that we might have. By the way, when it comes to the national debt, the possible default, I've said, let it default. I don't believe that the house will crumble. I don't believe that there'll be an implosion nationally. I don't believe that it'll be a major, 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 major upset. I believe that we need to let it happen and see how the chips fall, if you will. I believe that it's time we stop being, that by the bluff taking place by the Biden administration and basically threatening with Janet Yellen, modulating, moving, and changing the default date. First of all, it's going to be in May. Then it's going to be the last part of May. Now they, she says, recently it was the first part of May. Now she's saying sometimes in June. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that it's disingenuous. I believe we need to go ahead and just let the chips fall where they may. I believe we need to call on the spineless Republicans, weak-minded Republicans, to stand against the fast track of destroying America financially and just let it fall. If that's what they're, but listen, here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is this: if we have a strong military, if we have a strong financial base, if we have a balanced budget and conservative leadership base, ladies and gentlemen, is strong, but if we lose the battle for morality and ethics and spirituality in our nation, we've lost America. And that's where we're at today. That's the fast track today. We're talking about the balancing the budget. What is a budget if you destroyed the foundation of the nation? What is a budget? What is the military strength for? What is the value of having a strong America in every realm that you can call, but you have washed away, destroyed the morals and the ethics and the values, the very foundation that our nation is built on? What do you have left? And yet that seems to be the focus today. Ladies and gentlemen, this we have lost America if we've lost it spiritually and ethically and morally. Our woke culture today is on the fast track to get to the, see who can get to the bottom line, racing to the bottom line morally, ethically, and spiritually. It's a race to the bottom, if you will, not a race to the top. I believe we have Susan on the line. Susan, go ahead with your question, comment, please.
I do encourage people to boycott. I think that don't give them, God has provided this provision for you in your life, and where you put it is very important. And Target, yes. And I take my granddaughter into a Bed Bath and Body Works, and now it's on Pride Month, and they're having Pride Sale, where they buy soap. Why should I have to explain to my 12-year-old what Pride Month is about? It's not fair. I take her into Barnes & Noble to buy her a book. The whole teen section is gay. It's pornography for children. And then you go around the corner and they're selling Bibles. And it breaks my heart. They're selling Bibles right around the corner from teen porn.
Susan, you're exactly
it's
right.
It's aimed at our children.
I pray that, Susan, I pray that our listeners hear you well with what you're saying. You're spot on with your analysis of it. If God places $2 in your pocket, it is to be used wisely, to be spent and invested wisely to serve God, to honor God, and to perpetuate the purpose that God has placed us here on this planet. That is to train up our child in the way he should go when he's old and I have departed from it. It's to train our children to love the Lord, to seek God and to honor him and submit and surrender to his will in their lives. But to have to take our kids and grandkids into these places of debauchery today is shameful. In fact, some of the things that stands out when you look at the display, and I've not been in Target to see it other than the pictures, when you look at the display that they have, it is a shameful position that we've come to in America, where that's what families go into and what families see. But I'm in 100% agreement with you, Susan, and I pray that our listeners will be, and I'd like to hear from other listeners. But Susan, thank you for your stand. Thank you for your willingness to articulate what I believe is the truth of where we need to stand as Christians. We need to honor God first, and I believe God will supply and meet all of our needs. Susan, thank you so much for that input. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. Yes, thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about we must aim for the target, and we're talking about what is taking place today. And the I call it a slap in the face. I believe that these marketing gurus with these big box stores and major industry and trade, I believe they have been sold out. They've been sold a bill of goods, thinking that the way that you embrace the society is to embrace the sodomite lifestyle. And ladies and gentlemen, here's my problem, and I'm not a mathematician, but let's just say at the outside, 3-5% of America would identify as being part of the sodomite lifestyle. The LGBTQ agenda, 3-5%. And you're going to defy the odds of the marketing value out there in society by slapping the face of Christians and moralists, ethicists, and those that take a stand on morals and ethics and values. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that they are making a woeful mistake. And the only way that they can understand that, ladies and gentlemen, is if we take the advice, as Susan just said, is to stop spending the money. Don't go there. Do not spend. There's no point in trying to say, well, you know, I'm just going to spend $2. It's just $5. No, ladies and gentlemen, it adds up. And I believe that every dime, every dollar that is withheld from marketing or spending in these stores will make a vast difference in the future that is before us. It's the woke culture, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track. It is a race to the bottom morally, race to the bottom ethically, race to the bottom spiritually in our nation today. Just a few years ago, our nation and our national leaders would never have, listen, just a few years ago, our national leaders, our big box stores, our corporate executives, our chief marketing people and these companies would have never embraced a move to bankrupt our economy. And yet that's what we see taking place with some of the movements today in society. By the way, that's a whole different story, but I must touch on it because I believe it's part of the underpinning of what we're seeing. We're watching the implosion of our economy, and it's being done by escalating the trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars that's taking place with the overspending in America. Just a few years ago, we would never have accepted homosexual sodomite marriages, but we're doing so today. Just a few decades ago, ladies and gentlemen, America viewed spirituality as a strength and not a weakness. But today, spirituality, a relationship to Jesus Christ, one that will stand and pray on the sidewalk in front of an abortion clinic, one that will sit in a restaurant and pray and thank God over a meal. These things used to be considered, ladies and gentlemen, strength for a nation. Today, it's being laughed at and mocked and derided and demeaned as something that's weak. I believe it's time that Christians, we need to speak up and stand up. Just a short time ago, our medical association, our doctors, nurses, and hospitals would focus on healing and health for sick people, not for killing sick people. But today that's the case. Today we see, as a result of the billions, if not trillions of dollars, into the COVID experiment, the COVID plandemic, we watched the medical association, doctors and nurses, hospitals that were willing to kill people for the money, for the dollars. Just a few decades ago, that would have never been dreamed possible. That would have never taken place just a few decades ago. Until recent years, ladies and gentlemen, we never had heard of a doctor butchering boys and girls, cutting off healthy body parts for what would be called transsexual surgeries today. Just a few years ago, that would have never been heard of. That would have never been done. Hundreds of thousands, ladies and gentlemen, of boys and girls in America today, their futures have been stolen from them. These victims, listen, those that have gone through transsexual surgeries, they're victims of medical malpractice. We do not recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the hundreds of thousands that have been lied to, deceived, and that's taken place, that's destroyed their futures. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that we're watching an implosion of a culture that heretofore was built on morals and ethics and values. But we're watching the demise of that culture. And the Bible is very, very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, our foundations are being eviscerated, being absolutely shredded before our eyes. So are you willing to sit back and do nothing when you watch Kohl's and you watch these other stores, Target, et cetera, when we're watching that take place? And now Susan, that had called just a few minutes ago, talked about Bed Bath and Body Works, whatever the name of the stores are. I'm familiar with some of them, where they sell the different hand lotions with the fragrances, et cetera, et cetera. I understand that many, if not most, big box companies, major corporate entities, I believe all of them have gone totally bonkers over trying to embrace the sodomite lifestyle. They've gone bonkers to see who can race to the bottom of the bucket, the barrel of garbage first. But I'm today's broadcast, we're going to talk about some of the things that's taken place as a result of that. Look at some of the facts and figures and numbers that these stores, these companies are faced with as a result of doing that. And I believe it should be an encouragement to every child of God, for every Christian, for us to take a stand and realize we can be a part of the solution that will stop this garbage in our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall what happened to Bud Light. I don't think it could have happened to a better organization. But ladies and gentlemen, you recall what took place there. We'll talk about that further in a moment. I'm looking at an article. It's from the American Family Association. And the American Family Association says this: the Target Corporation has been holding emergency meetings in a growing number of stores to move LGBTQ and transgender merchandise away from the front of the stores. According to Fox News, customers are confronting store staff and managers for pushing the same offensive agenda that resulted in the huge backlash against Bud Light. A Target insider told Fox News there were emergency call meetings that some managers and district senior directors were told to tamp down the pride section immediately, especially within the South. Now, why did they say especially within the South? Because the South is still considered the Bible Belt in America. The South, though it may not be perfect by any stretch of the imagination, still believes that we need to set Sunday aside for the most part to worship God. That's being eviscerated day by day in our great nation. This article further says, ladies and gentlemen, Target Pride merchandise includes female-style swimsuits that can be used to tuck male genitalia. Products labeled as thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and genders expression. Gender fluid, mugs, a variety of adult clothing with slogans such as super queer, party supplies, home decor, multiple books, and a grow at your own pace saucer planter. Critics are particularly peeved that Target store merchandise is pushing for children with its oneness, are the onesies, that's the little small onesies wear. and romper, newborn babies, along with other apparel for children. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Here's the bottom line. You may not recognize it, but the bottom line is simply this. Most of these stores that are pushing merchandise, they start at a toddler age. Why are they doing that? Have you ever wondered why a sodomite agenda would push for onesies and twosies and toddler-sized clothing? Why? It is to recruit and to sexualize and to groom boys and girls. That may shock some listener. That's the bottom line. You see, in the sodomite lifestyle, they cannot reproduce. How do they grow in number? By recruiting, by grooming, by bringing the perverts and the pedophiles into the schools through the guise of drag queen stories. And moms and dads being dumb enough to take their kids to those things. Here's an article. Kohl's, that's Kohl's department store. You know, the cold cash Kohl's. Out like the stores. You may disagree with me. That's your privilege. Headline, Kohl's selling gay baby merchandise for Pride Month. Why would they have gay baby merchandise for Pride Month? It's revolting. It's sickening. But listen to the article. Kohl's has become the largest major retailer, the latest major retailer, to buy itself a careful cart full of trouble and shoppers, some of whom are voicing outrage that the department store chain is marketing LGBTQ merchandise for infants and minors. Kohl's joined Target, Anheuser-Busch, and the North Face among retailers currently experiencing public backlash and calls for boycott. This after Kohl's released its latest Pride Month merchandise, including baby community pride bodysuits for 3-month-old and 6-month-old and 9-month-old babies. The bodysuits, as sports illustration of what appears to be a lesbian couple. Now, their promo, ladies and gentlemen, includes bodysuits with the sports and illustration of what appears to be a lesbian couple with a dog and 3 children. Including a young boy in a wheelchair. One adult in the illustration is carrying a progressive pride flag. Other Kohl's pride merchandise includes scrutiny, including Love is Love banner with towels and candles and shorts and pillows, as well as shirts that say, Be proud, ask me my pronoun, end quote. Turning Point USA has also called out the retailer of the clothing line, Benny Johnson. The organization's chief creative officer tweeted Sunday, quote, why is Kohl's selling pride merchandise for 3-month-old babies, end quote. The chain is disgusting, merchandise calling it blatant virtue signaling to promote transgender ideology to even our young people in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole question that I'm asking, love to hear from you. Whole question I'm asking is, why are these stores targeting onesies and twosies and toddlers and kids and young people today? What's the purpose if it is not for recruitment and for grooming of the boys and girls into the sodomite lifestyle for the future that will destroy their lives forever? I'm looking at an article that says they portray insanity as normal and bully us into accepting it. That's exactly what we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, I am sad to see where we're headed in our nation. I'm praying today's broadcast will motivate you, push you, encourage you to take a stand and say, no, not with my dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkestone, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The suspect in the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue massacre is going on trial today. It was the nation's deadliest anti-Semitic attack. 11 people were killed, allegedly by Robert Bowers, in the attack at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue 4.5 years ago. A holiday visit to the beach in Hollywood, Florida, turned chaotic yesterday. Gunfire erupted. 9 people, including 3 children, were injured in that shooting incident. Police have one suspect in custody and say they're searching for a second person. There has been no let-up in Russia's drone strikes on Ukraine's capital city. One person was killed in the latest attack on Kiev. And the Russians blame Ukraine for what they say was a drone strike on Moscow. No one was hurt in that attack. Wall Street, the Dow is down 93 points. This is SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to hear from you today on this very important subject. Our telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'd love to hear from you in relationship to the question today. One of the major questions that's being bounded about: should Christians boycott organizations, companies, stores, businesses that spit in the face of Christians, that's especially marketing the sodomite merchandise, pushing for what is called Pride Month, for the month of June, where it seems that the glorification and the focus is on a perverted, immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle. I'm looking at an article. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Do you believe that we need to boycott? Do you believe that we need to take a stand? Or do you believe it's okay, that it's just a passing thing, that it just is not really going to be, will not have a real impact on society today? What are your thoughts? Love to hear from you. Look at an article that says, they portray insanity as normal and bully us into acceptance. I don't think I could have stated any better than the headline stated it. Watching television recently, this writer says, I hit the pause button on the remote control and called to my wife, and I said, take a look at this. Tell me what you see. She looked for a moment at the children's commercial I had paused, then proceeded to tell me. I explained that she had missed the demonic subtlety of the advertising industry, specifically relating to advertisement for children. I pointed out to my wife that the advertisement intended for young people, ages little boys and little girls, with rainbow-colored leaves and their neck, around their neck. I noted that the mother wore a floral arrangement around her neck. Purple represents priesthood and royalty, while the man wore something around his neck, essentially boring and dull. the symbolism could not have been more pronounced for those with eyes to see. The advertising industry is complicit in the marketing of things for the young minds of people, ensuring that they don't appreciate the evil that lurks behind the advertising they're ingesting. It inculcates impressionable minds where public school teachers have left off for the day. Today, Google had a mural of sorts on its search engine page depicting a young something carrying the rainbow flag. Depictions were same-sex young people coupling, and I suppose the other two depictions were intended to be trannies. The attempt to portray insanity as normative is an attempt to cause each of us to see the media and public school classrooms and teachers and shaming people into total silence. The silence then masquerades as acceptance. I suspect the acceptance is often factious. The question is, here's the bottom line. Why is this being promoted on such a massive scale? Why this relentless attempt to convince the weak-minded public entirely normal as entirely normal and acceptable? Why has it taken millennia for the abnormal behavior to present itself? Homosexuality, lesbianism, pedophilia, bestiality, etc., etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, the article is lengthy. It says in this, obviously, sexual perversion and debauchery isn't something new. Having been around since not long after Eve succeeded in having Adam disobey God, the homosexual activists err in their attempt to claim erasure of the record of sexual perversion and concealed the record to heterodoxy, distinctive from that which was understood to be the true throughout the time. Its concealment is not going to erase the fact. And it goes on to talk about what is happening with the sodomite industry today and the pushing. I'll look at one other article briefly, and then we'll take our next caller. This article is from 1 million moms. 1 million moms. And it shows the picture of a male, flat-chested, with a dress on. This article says, people across the nation are outraged over the Adidas, that's the what used to be called tennis shoes, sports shoes, Adidas Pride 2023 collection, particularly after the company chose a biological male to model a women's one-piece swimsuit. The ad shows a hairy chest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I won't even go into details. Adidas is also taking heat because it is extremely offensive to women that the company to pay a biological male to model a woman's swimsuit. In truth, Adidas is pushing the agenda of sexual confusion instead of just selling athletic clothing and swimwear, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's happening across the industry today. It's industry-wide. My question to you, and you need to respond, my question to you today is, what do you think we need to do? Do you believe that it is necessary today for Christians to simply start boycotting any store, any business, any company, any organization that spits in the face of God, that spits in the face of the Christian, that slaps the Christian in the face and says, we don't care about you. We're not concerned about morals, ethics, and values. We're just simply concerned about the dollars. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. Pray that you are.
Doing well, doing well. Thanks you for asking. Thank you for taking my call. Absolutely. I already boycott any business that does not represent my values. I think it's in the same vein where Jesus Christ is telling his disciples there, don't cast your pearls before swine, and if they don't want to listen, shake the dust off your cloak and your shoes and turn your back.
Right.
We should not reward those that do not condone our lifestyle with what they want the most. Most people that are doing this are already motivated by money and the love of that money, and that should be taken from them. You know, if all the Christians in the United States stood up today and said, that's it, I will not shop at Target, Target wouldn't be in business for very long. If they were, they would feel it immediately. So I do believe that Christians should put their money where their faith is.
Jim, I agree with that completely. And my thoughts go back to Susan and her call earlier, talking about taking her granddaughter, 12 years of age, into Barnes & Nobles. And there's a whole section of books, LGBTQ books, she called it. And she's exactly right, the pornography section. And then just around the corner from that, it's Bibles. So what I see there and what it equates to me, they're trying to say, we're going to appease the Christians. Here's a few Bibles over here, but here's a whole section over here of pure pornography that's pushing the grooming of our kids today, processing in their minds that what they read and what they see in the LGBTQ sodomite books simply makes it normalized in their minds, and it causes them to embrace it. It's the grooming process that the pedophiles and the perverts are doing today. And so it's a bottom line is, as you said, Jim, it's the dollars and cents. If we stop spending the money there, it will get their attention. And I believe, Jim, that's the only way that we can fight back as Christians is to take a stand and say, no, we're not spending a dime at Barnes & Noble. We're not spending a nickel at any of these other stores, Kohl's or Target's or any of the others that do that. We're not going to buy the Adidas shoes, regardless, they're overpriced, overrated anyway, but we're not going to buy any of the products and the merchandise that these marketeers have that they're slapping the Christian in the face. So and I've had people ask this question, Jim, and I'll postulate the question to you. How do we spend money any place if this is happening on such a pervasive basis across America with so many other stores? I was just told recently, and a picture was sent to me, of a display in the Walgreens store right here in the Mandarin area where they have a whole sodomite section, LGBTQ section. Where do you stop? Where do we go? How do you spend the money? And that's the dilemma that many Christians are asking today. What's your thoughts? What are your suggestions?
My thought and suggestions are, if you're going to buy something, let's just take the major purchases to start with that. You have to examine whether or not you truly need it. And the second thing is Walmart and CVS and any other place like that there, what's happened is we've turned away from smaller family-owned businesses and corporations have taken over. So you use every resource available to you to find an equivalent product from maybe a smaller company. You might pay more. I frequently look for products that are not made in China for that very purpose. Yeah. And I pay more for it, but you know, everything that I buy, I make sure that, you know, outside of life-saving drugs, really, what do we need? We need Jesus Christ, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the everyday things there, you're going to have to pray about it and ask God and Jesus if this is, you know, worth supporting and maybe do without. I've lived a frugal life for as long as I can remember there. At one point in my life, up until recently, everything I owned you could put in a car. And I'm not talking like a truck. I'm talking like a car. So I'm very well aware of living out of a suitcase and what it means. Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult, difficult question. Obviously, parents having children there, you know, you're going to have to buy medicines and things of that nature there. And you may not have a choice because of your children. But there are other times that you do have a choice.
You touched on it, Jim, that I think is the conclusive remarks that we need to hang on to. If there is a choice, if we can have a choice, we need to make the choice to buy outside of those stores, department stores, businesses, et cetera, that are marketing and pushing the LGBTQ sodomite Pride Month. And by the way, Jim, it is bad now, and it's not even June yet, but it's going to be full-blown. In fact, one major, major article I have on that said that this has become the largest in-your-face Pride Month that's shaping up for anything that we've seen in America. I think that we're going to see some things a whole lot worse in the next 30 days in relationship to that. So I believe you're exactly right. We need to weigh it out, make a determination. Number one, do we need the product? Number two, do we have an alternative source to get the product without buying it, spending God's money in the sodomite shops? That's what I'll call them. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Sir,
thank you for your input.
Sir,
keep looking up.
Yes, sir. You said something there that just struck a nerve with me. Yesterday was Memorial Day, a day that has meaning to me.
Yes.
All veterans and those who have given all for our country there get 2 days a year. This other community gets a full month. I find that sad.
That's a good contrast and comparison. You're exactly right. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies, God bless you.
Ladies, thank you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, we must aim for the target. And we're talking about the Target stores and others like that that's trying to groom our children. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. And God bless your effort in sounding the alarm daily. And may you continue to bless the program. The so-called church, I must say, I can't say the culture. The so-called church over the years have been giving place to the devil, to the powers of darkness. And little by little, now we are overwhelmed by the forces of hell. We are overwhelmed. As you have been pointing out, we are on fast track, as it were, to the bottom of the pit. At this time, as never before, believers need to wake up. Americans need to wake up.
Yes.
And realize where we're going and what is happening. We the babies, as you say, what they call these targets that we need to target. They're starting with the infants, because they can't afford to wait till they are grown up, till they reach 18 and 20 to make their choice, to choose whether they want to choose the sodomite lifestyle or to live in honoring God. They don't want to run the risk to wait until they are mature, they're grown, so they have to target them as infants. We are
right.
In serious trouble. And we reach a stage now where even right here in Florida, Satanists are trying to put clubs in the schools. It's happening in different places, California. Satanists put in clubs for boys and girls where they claim that they are teaching our children to think. Satanist. So we are moving fast towards worshiping the powers of darkness. The Americans need to wake up, or the believers need to wake up, because when our culture rebel against God, we're looking for his wrath. When
Absolutely.
Sodom and Gomorrah reached where they reached, the wrath of God was poured out. And we are, like, I think, going beyond Sodom and Gomorrah, where we are, so we can look for the wrath of God. We're not going to escape. But thank God, he's on the throne, and he has the final word, and we can trust him. And I believe, I agree with you, that believers, we need to take our stand. And if you're going to spend your money, support the people who are representing, who are honoring God, rather than those who have abandoned him. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you, Lily. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you for that. It is a blessing to hear you stand on that issue. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline, massive headline. Pride Month 2023 is shaping up to be the most contentious one ever as the corporate world aims to silence Christians and conservatives. Subtitle says Pride Month 23, shaping up to be the most contentious ever, with the greatest pushback we've ever seen. Now, this article writer says this, and it's, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this, many may not even know this. Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim June 2009 as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transsexual Pride Month. Barack Obama and Joe Biden did not create Pride Month, but they codified it as an ordinance of the United States of America in 2009. In 2023, we're halfway through the Obama's third term, and the seeds he planted are finally ready for harvest. this article further says Christians and conservatives are being pushed back as never before. Take a look at these recent events. Target lost $9 billion in a week following the boycott calls over LGBTQ-friendly children's clothing. Anheuser-Busch lost a staggering $15.7 billion in value since Bud Light's controversy began. Bud Light is one of the brands sponsoring the upcoming Cincinnati Pride Parade as the brand sales continue to plummet. Pride Month 2023 is going to be the greatest push in the history of America, forcing that agenda upon the rest of America, and it looks like we will see a pushback unlike anything that we've seen before. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that there's a pushback. I pray that every preacher that's hearing me today, every church member that's hearing me today, that there'll be a desire to stand and speak up. Stop being silent. I believe it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I think it's time we be salt and light that God has called us to be in our nation today. One of the things that we may not recognize is the fact that Big Pharma, Pfizer, for example, look in headline, Pfizer-funded LGBTQ index scoring hospitals for promoting gender ideology. One of the things that's causing the race for the bottom, morally, ethically, and spiritually speaking, is because of the major billions of dollars that's been funded through Pfizer Pharmaceuticals so that the LGBTQ agenda across America would have the funds, the organizational structure to go in and have a scoring system for every corporate entity, for every business that is in America today to determine whether or not they meet the standard for the sodomites. Ladies and gentlemen, it is egregious when we find that happening, but as Christians, we need to stop being silent. Blaine Miranda is on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Or is it afternoon? It's afternoon now.
I forget.
I'd like to add another store to Target and Kohl's. I was in a Michael's, which is a crab store, just the other day, and they had a display of just various things that were for Pride Month, I assume. And of course, there was no one there looking at the display. It was totally but it was in the front of the store. But anyway, yes, but we need to really I did voice my opinion about it in the store before I left. So,
that's good.
So I think people need to really, I mean, you don't have to be ugly. You can just be very firm about what you think.
Absolutely.
And let them know this is not acceptable.
Right. Miranda, I agree with you. And let's just take it a little step further, if you don't mind holding a moment. One of the things that you just stated, and I believe that we need to reiterate and to expand on the broadcast for listeners to understand, if you see that in the store, immediately go to management. And whatever you've got in your hand, whatever you intended to buy, hand it to the manager and say, I'm leaving this with you because of your stand against morals and ethics and values against Christians and conservatives in America. I'm not spending God's money here in your store. Let them know. I believe that is the way that we need to do it, Miranda. And as you said,
yes,
just be kind, be courteous, but be forceful and let them know we're not spending the money in our pockets here in this store.
That's right. That's right.
I believe that's the only way to get their attention, Miranda, and I'm praying that our listeners will do that exact thing. And I'm calling it boycott, literally boycott these stores that sell merchandise that are grooming our kids to recruit them into the pedophile, perverted lifestyle that we see being pushed by the sodomite agenda. Miranda, thank you so much for your call and your input. Spot on with your insights. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Groomers. Pro baseball team snubs Christians in order to honor drag queens. The Los Angeles Dodgers have decided to snub and insult members of the Catholic faith in order to honor a group of drag queens whose acts routinely mock church members and their beliefs. WorldNet Daily had reported only days ago that the team had withdrawn an invitation for the Broady Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence drag queens, who encouraged people to go and sin some more in a mockery of Jesus' words in the New Testament to be honored by the team. That decision came after multitudes of Catholics, including many church leaders, objected to the performers' mockery and denigration of their faith. However, a report from Gateway Pundit reveals that the Dodgers had succumbed to the pressure from leftists to restore the invitation. The report said that even the Dodgers previously removed the vulgar anti-Christian Marxist groups from the honoree list. They're back, the article says. Other social media comments trashed the organization, talking about the L.A. Dodgers. Another one says, groomers, that's all they are. Dodgers spitting in the face of Christians. Another one says, the Dodgers aren't just hosting drag queens. The Dodgers are hosting anti-Christian bigots. Better hope the drag queens buy lots of baseball tickets and merchandise, because lots of Christians are simply going to be done with you, after all, speaking to the L.A. Dodgers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Bud Light, Target, Dodgers launch a religious war, and it's time to choose sides. Now listen carefully. It's what I've been talking about for this entire broadcast. This article says it's time to choose sides. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24:15, Joshua said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And he talks about the foreign gods, etc. He said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I believe that's the challenge that I need to leave with each of our listeners today. The challenge is, we need to make a choice. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. It's an impossibility to serve God and serve the world. It's an impossibility to honor God and honor what is taking place in society today. It's time that we make a choice. And sometimes, as we've been discussing with our callers, sometimes that choice must be analyzed and looked upon and a decision made. Number one, do I need the product? Number two, am I willing to search someplace else for the product? Or am I going to bow to the political expediency and shop in a store where they're spitting in the face of Christians, where they're demeaning Christianity and spirituality, where there's a race for the bottom of the barrel of garbage by totally ignoring anything that's called morals and ethics and values? This article says, corporate America has launched a religious war against members of the faith across the nation, and it's time to choose sides, warns an editorial published by The Federalist. But choose wisely, suggests John David Daniel Davidson, a senior editor whose work has appeared in Wall Street Journal, the Claremont Review of Books, the New York Post, and more. Quote, in this war, there's only two sides, God or Satan. You have a choice, but choose wisely, he wrote, and goes into the background of what is being talked about Bud Light, talking about the L.A. Dodgers, talking about Kohl's department store, speaking about, as one caller said today, Barnes & Noble's, where they've got pornography displayed for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda for Pride Month, and Bibles just down the way. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to make a choice. It's a choice between God and Satan. It's a choice between good and evil. It's a choice that must be made each and every day in each of our lives. And I pray that preachers, any pastor listening, have backbone and spine enough to stand up in your pulpit, talk about these issues, and challenge the people in the congregation to make a choice to honor God and to say no to the merchandising of anything that stands against the Word of God, anything that stands against morals and ethics and values. Here's an article that says, boycott, initial effects, hits Target stock harder than Bud Light. And this article is a lengthy article, but ladies and gentlemen, it talks about the fact that Target has lost more in the market share in the just the first couple of weeks than Bud Light lost in its total time in losing money on doing so. And it's because of the position and the stand. So I pray that you'll keep on keeping on, honor God, make a decision, choose you this day whom you will serve. Will it be God, or will it be the goods that you can buy? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester.